It's Friday, September 25th, and you're listening to FNR Daily. I'm Ed Gooden, and these are your morning's football headlines. Starting in Europe, and Bayern Munich have defeated Sevilla 2-1 to win their second UEFA Super Cup. Goals from Leon Goretzka and Sevilla's Lucas Ocampos had the scores locked at 1-1 after 90 minutes, but a Javi Martinez strike in extra time saw Bayern take the lead and take home their first silverware of the season. Bayern have a chance to add to their cabinet on Thursday, facing Borussia Dortmund in the DFL Super Cup final at 4:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard. Staying in Europe, and Tottenham have squeezed past the Europa League third round, defeating Macedonian outfit Shkendia Tetovo. It was the Heung-Min Son and Harry Kane combination that got the work done for Tottenham, coming in late into the 70th minute to secure the victory. Tottenham will now face Maccabi Haifa in the playoff qualifiers. Over to England, and a collection of League Cup fixtures were played overnight. Big boys Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City, Aston Villa and Manchester United all took out convincing victories, Chelsea and Liverpool winning 6-0 and 7-2 respectively. With the fourth round already being drawn, there are some major clashes, with Liverpool facing Arsenal, West Ham versus Everton and Chelsea taking on Tottenham. Games will be played starting from September 28th. Back home in Australia, and good news for Newcastle Jets fans. It seems the club are compensating for their loss of Dimi Petratos by matter of committee, signing Costa, Marco and Panayotis Petratos all to new deals. Dimi recently departed for Saudi club Al Wehda, putting the Petratos legacy in the A-League on hold. But now, with Costa and Marco breaking strides in the A-League and Panayotis rising through the W-League ranks, Newcastle are confident they can continue the Petratos dominance going forward. That's all your football news for this Friday morning. To get an update on more of the latest football headlines, make sure to tune into At Home with FNR at 12 p.m. Australian Eastern.